The Allen government is looking at clawing back more money with additional tax changes after its bombshell announcement of a new hit on certain holiday homeowners. Joining us is Craig Wattman from Pitcher Partners. G'day, Craig.
Good morning, Russell.
The sense is that this surprised everyone, this announcement.
Yeah, I think that's right. Not more than a couple of weeks ago, we had the former Premier standing up with the industry talking about their new housing statement, and obviously there was a lot of positive announcements there, but no mention of a new tax, and my understanding is that nobody at that announcement was aware that this was coming. So, yes, a surprise.
Craig, Jimmy Bartel here. The taxes, obviously we've got a huge amount of debt. Is it to try and satisfy that debt, or is it, as they're trying to make it, a big altruistic plan of, you know, creating more houses for people to live in?
Jimmy, I think it's probably probably a bit of both of that. Obviously, we do have a substantial amount of debt, and the Victorian government has chosen over time to sort of use the property industry as one of the means of recovering that debt. So I think it's unfortunate that we now have another tax on the property industry. It does feed into the housing policy. We obviously do have a vacant residential land tax at the moment, and the government's trying to encourage people to use their land to make housing available, but I don't think another tax on the property industry at this time is a good thing.
The byproduct, obviously, there's always knock-on effects. We're always thinking about property being owned by individuals or little companies or businesses or developers, but what about people who use property as a way to service their retirement lifestyle? Won't that have a great impact down the road?
Yeah, absolutely. I think a tax like this does impact those sort of people, and it flows on as well. You know, we already deal with the vacant residential land tax in a development sense, and there's clear issues with the current tax, which will flow into the new tax. And for example, at the moment, we've got a number of unsold apartments in the Melbourne suburbs that are already subject to the tax, and developers are genuinely trying to sell those apartments, but they can't. And as a result of that, they're already subject to this tax when they've really got no choice because they can't get rid of the apartment.
So Craig, let's just back it up a little bit. I actually don't understand the tax. So just tell us precisely what are they going to do and when does it come in?
So at the moment, we already have a vacant residential land tax that applies where effectively, you've got a residence, in particular the most inner suburbs of Melbourne, that's vacant for at least 6 months of the year. So you pay, if it's vacant for at least 6 months, then you're subject to a tax equal to 1% of the unimproved value. So think of an apartment, 1% of the unimproved value is payable as a tax if that apartment hasn't been sold or leased out for a period of 6 months. So there's already a number of developments where new apartments have been built, developers have been trying to sell them for a number of years and haven't been able to, and they're subject to the tax through no fault of their own.
Thanks, Craig.